is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Isabel Graves. Episode number 1592 is here. Our topic today is Lead by Example.
This podcast is sponsored by
Podbot.ai.
When leaders set an example working with their teams, they inspire others to do the same. Someone who leads by example can expect to be respected by their boss, people working with them, and their employees. When you lead by example, your team will follow quickly, working as hard as they do, accomplishing just as much, in order to contribute their parts to the organization. When you lead by example, you demonstrate to others in your workplace that you are willing and capable of doing the tasks that you have given them, as well as how to do them. While setting an example is not as simple as that, it is still important that leaders set examples for their team members and employees. This means asking leaders to provide specific examples and anecdotes of when their actions have set standards for others. Leaders should be explicit about whether or not their examples are overweighted on certain dimensions relative to others. A leader needs to define what qualities will be provided to their teammates and employees. This is what a leader needs to communicate to his employees and teammates, and the best way to do that is by setting an actual example. Here, a leader is working on and setting a case study on their own work, which is telling employees they are working under the guidance of someone who is genuine. When the leader leads by example, he shows the employees that their boss is not just sitting back watching as they create the company for them, he is getting his hands dirty too. Leading by example means you are inspiring the people around you, and this should make them glad they are a part of a team and employed by an organization. As a leader, it is part of your job to inspire the people around you to drive themselves, and, by extension, the company, to greater heights. As a leader in your team, your actions will have a tremendous effect on how well each individual working beneath you performs. Your team will follow your leadership, and the choices you make as the leader will impact everything from the company's morale to sales. You may not be in charge of your company, your department, or your sports team, but you will be in the most authentic way of being a leader, leading others to become the best that they can possibly be. Remember, although most leaders are in positions of power, you do not need to be in order to demonstrate leadership qualities or to guide others around you through examples. Or, leadership may be an example that you set as a colleague and a member of a team, without having a formal title. Whether you are CEO, a department head, or a coach, or you are the player on that football or basketball team, or you are working for your company's warehouse or IT team, you are leading others. When leaders don't practice what they preach, a team can't function successfully. When you are working as a leader, you are going to face setbacks with members of your team on the bottom tier, and even some on the top. If you are leading the team, but have a poor work ethic, then it is very possible that your subordinates will follow your example and simply not appreciate their work and contributions. Leaders who are unaware of the importance of leading by example, or do not think that they are making such a huge difference, can set an example of poor behaviors which other employees begin to emulate. In some companies, leaders are not so forgiving of mistakes and they will penalize it. There is a good chance the people they are leading, once they are leaders, will follow a similar behavior, even though it makes them feel worse. While the person leading by example might not be a manager or in a traditional position of authority, he is modeling qualities others will notice and feel pressured to model. Good leaders know that they are setting an example for their teams, and use this opportunity and influence to establish the standards of excellence that they would like their employees to emulate. For instance, leaders may set a great example by escorting a marketing team on a field visit to promote a company's products. For example, if the company is starting a recycling program, someone leading by example would allow employees to watch how they use the recycling bins, and would regularly check in on how well the program is going. For example, if the leaders like to work until late at night, employees will try and work late too, to avoid being seen as insufficient. Even though you are punctual, it is not going to be a good way for the
employees to be able to set an example. When you arrive at work ahead of schedule, you can plan and prepare for many things, and employees who arrive after you also will look up to you for a model. Since you are always leading by example, it is best to set a good example and provide a great one that will help contribute to a more positive working environment. A large part of being accountable to your team is leading by your actions. For instance, I expect teams to take accountability for themselves and follow through on all their promises, yet very few times as leader did I follow through on my promises to them. A leader needs to sell clients as well as a marketing team does, and that'll increase overall morale on a team.
Episode 1592 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Isabel Graves. Adios.
Podbot.ai